views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Everybody, and welcome back to another week of Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. How you doing, Artie?
Hey, Sky. I'm doing great. I'm doing better than most of the country.
I know you are. Would you like to share that with us?
I know. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Right now, I am in beautiful, sunny California. And, you know, God bless the internet, God bless technology, because, you know, Sky's in New Jersey, freezing her butt off just like most of America, whereas I am of one of the few fortunate where it's sunny and 74 degrees in California.
You're so lucky.
Telling you, we couldn't have planned it better. And the reason why I'm out here is because my brother and I, we decided to visit, you know, friends and family while we were out here. And, you know, I was originally going to come out here myself. And after a couple of weeks went by, when I was deciding, you know, how I was going to plan my route or around when I was going to go, all of a sudden my brother texts me. He goes, oh, by the way, he goes, I'm going to come out there with you. So it's like, wow, that's great, you know. So yeah, so the both of us you know, put our heads together and we made it happen, and we're here in beautiful sunny California, and it's, hey, listen, I'm telling you, can't beat the weather. It's hard to fathom from here that you guys are going through all that coldness, although it is happening throughout most of America. So we're lucky.
Yes, it is very cold, and I'm going to tell you something else. You have, excuse me, no idea how lucky you are, because we are still in Mercury retrograde.
So yeah, that's right. It happens all the way to the 25th, yeah.
Yeah. So you did really good, man. Really good. So tell me, what have you seen out there? Any starlets or stars or anything going on? See anything special?
Want to know something? Yeah, no, we did. The coast of California is gorgeous. And what's the name of that place? I'm asking my brother now. What's the name of that hotel?
Hotel
Del Coronado in San Diego. I tell you, it's on an island in Del Coronado. I want to live out there. I want to live out there. I'm telling you.
Once
we finally land our national television show somehow, some way, but once we land our show and we have enough money, I am 100% going to be buying a place in Del Coronado. It is one of the most beautiful places. It's just drop dead gorgeous. And I took pictures, and, you know, as soon as I went there, like, the energy was just absolutely amazing. And it's in the San Diego area. And it really is. It's so, so, so beautiful. And so now we're traveling up the coast to California, and we're going to be going to San Francisco, and then we're going to hit Napa Valley.
Oh, wonderful. Make sure you have a beautiful glass of wine for me.
Yeah, what a way to end a trip is get a little buzz.
I always tell people,
I said, let's have a wine and spirit party. You bring the wine and I'll talk to the spirits.
They come in loud and clear, don't they?
That's right.
They know their stuff. So that's great. You're going to Napa Valley. Oh, it's such beautiful country. In fact, I've heard it. I've heard it be I've heard it be. What do you call that? It's almost like Tuscany. I've heard it what do you call that word? You know, it's almost like Tuscany. They assimilate it to Tuscany. The beauty of Tuscany.
Oh, are you talking about as far as the vineyards and all?
Yes, and the beautiful hotels and the little bed and breakfasts and all of the beautiful vineyards.
Yeah, that's something that I wish to experience at some point also. And Sky, you and I are possibly going to go to the Arthur Findlay Foundation in June.
Yes.
Tell people a little bit about the Arthur Findlay as far as why we're going to be there.
Well, we're going to the Arthur Findlay Foundation, which is very highly accredited throughout the entire world for mediumship. And we'll be going there and we'll be studying under Tony Stockwell, who is world-renowned medium. And it's actually a very big honor to have to go there, you know, to go there. It's amazing. And we're going to hone in our skills and we're going to connect with the best of the best. And once you come out of the Arthur Findlay Foundation, you're in another league altogether. You're in a league of its own. It's an amazing, it's one of the top rated schools in the world. And it's a university. It's an old castle, I understand.
Yeah.
And I do understand that they give you lodging right on the premises. And they get down and dirty. I mean, there's no playing around here. This is the real deal. This is very prestigious, and I'm very excited that we're going to go. This is a feather in our cap, and I hope to learn. I believe there is always, as long as there's breath in your body, there is a way to learn. So, you know, as long as I do learn some wonderful techniques and I get what I have to get out of this, it's going to be exactly heaven. It's just going to be heaven because this, like I said, is a very prestigious school. It is in London and we get to go a little bit of sightseeing and see a little bit of London as, you know, we roam through our classes and finish our day. And a lot of very highly acclaimed mediums go there. I mean, you just can't walk in. They wouldn't just take you from off the street. You have to know your stuff in order to go there. So I'm very
right.
excited.
It's very Harry Potter-like as far as overall ambiance and stuff.
It's Harry Potter-esque.
Exactly. So I'm very excited because, you know, even as good as, you know, Sky and I are at doing what we're doing, it's like, you know, no matter how good you are, there's always room for improvement, always. And even the people who are teachers are still learning themselves. And it's from doing it over and over and over again and practicing, and which allows you to, you know, reach into the higher vibrations to do what we do. And,
yes.
You know, it's very exciting. And to be with people from around the country, that's going to be very, very exciting. Very exciting.
And there's going to be, I'm sure there's going to be people from all around the world as well. Not only people from Jersey and the United States, but I'm sure there's going to be a lot of very interesting people from around the world that we're going to be meeting. And that itself is very exciting, you know. And like Artie said, you know, you never stop learning. And as we do progress, we get to connect with the higher vibrations, as he said. And those higher vibrations are, let's say, Jesus and Moses and the archangels and all the very special hierarchy. And I'm very excited, you know. I can't
wait. I'm looking forward to it. The you know, they said that the classes were very well booked up, and so you know, unfortunately, Sky and I found out about it a little later than what we, you know, knew of it, and so they said the only reason why they only allow a certain amount of people there is because the place itself only holds so many people as far as, you know, the sleeping quarters. So right. I let them know that we're willing to sleep, if necessary, outside the compounds, you know, right outside the gates.
Yeah, we're going to get sleeping bags, folks.
Yeah, we'll just bring a pop tent.
I don't care. Hey, listen, guys.
Yeah, I don't care. I just want to get in there.
Exactly. Listen, guys, we have to take a break, and we will be right back. And stay tuned, guys. We'll be right back.
Sunday morning, up with the dark.
Living Kabbalah, experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month Ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month Ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org. That's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this. We have so much to share. Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
1230 WBLQ.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Okay. Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. That's me. Well, we have a very patient caller. Her name is Lisa, and she's from Greenbrook, New Jersey.
Hello?
Freezing with the rest of us. Hi, Lisa.
Yes. Hello?
How are you?
I'm cold.
Join
I feel
crowd.
Sorry for you.
Yeah, well, it's typical Jersey.
Join the club, sweetie. Honey, are you having money issues right now?
Yes, I am.
I see that. I see that. I think things are going to work out for you, but not until you actually put yourself out there and tweak what you're doing. By that, I mean more education. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you need to go out there and tweak your profession a little bit more. And I do feel as though better times are coming. And I don't think you should be so stressed as you are now. Are you in a relationship?
No.
Okay. Because I don't know whether it's, you have a sister or a brother?
No, I'm an only child.
An only child. Okay.
All right, hold on a second.
Go ahead.
Hold on a second. What I wanted to say was don't put yourself in a position where you're going to sell your soul. Because I see you allowing yourself to either be with somebody or somebody's offering you something that goes against your grain, but just to help you out in the moment. And you need to look at the overall big picture so that you don't sell yourself short just to satisfy a moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's really no one at the moment that I'm even pursuing pursuing me.
What was that?
Or there's no one's pursuing me at the moment either. So... Really...
Okay, well, what I was hearing is sold my soul. So it doesn't mean when I do readings or when we do readings, it's not always, you know, what's going on in this exact moment, but it's what's going to be coming up. And this happens countless times that when I express myself to somebody, even though you don't fully understand or appreciate it in a moment, all I'm saying is that if you can't understand what I'm talking about now, trust me, you're going to understand it soon. And you're going to be put in a position where somebody's going to be asking you to do something that's going against your grain, but they're going to be able to satisfy the moment. And I'm just telling you, you better really think things out before you make your move. What's a specific question is it that you would like to have answered?
I'm just wondering if I'm going to be moving from my home this year.
I don't feel like she's going to be moving this year. I think that it's probably going to be the beginning, like March of next year, 17. Okay. I also wanted to ask you something. I felt a baby around you. Did somebody just give you news that they were having a baby?
No.
Well, you're going to hear that very shortly. Somebody is going to come up pregnant, either a very close friend or you have no siblings. So
I hope it's not either one of my daughters because they're still in school.
Oh, okay.
Well, I got news for you. It's going to be a boy. I definitely see a baby blue. It's going to be a boy.
I felt the same thing. I feel that there's a, you're going to hear news of a baby and it is going to be a baby boy. Artie is absolutely correct. And it's going to be very exciting for you. And it's going to distract you a little bit from the burden that you're carrying. And I also feel that you're trying too hard. I feel like not that you're trying to get a job too hard, but you're putting too much thought in and not enough effort. Do you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
So I need you to go out there and put some more effort into what you're doing because better times are coming. And no, you're not going to move this year, but it's going to be in 17. And I feel it's going to be like around March or like around the beginning of springtime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you have anything else you'd like to ask us today?
That's it. I'm just, my daughter is away. She's in Israel. One of my daughters, and I just hope she's going to be safe until she comes home.
I just want you to know, come September, you're going to hear some really big time news, whether it be around your daughter or yourself. But there's going to be very big time news, exciting news, come around September of this year.
Does it involve my daughters or
not sure
kids?
If it has to do with your daughter or if it has to do with yourself. But the whole time when I'm listening to Sky, I keep on hearing September, I'm hearing some kind of a celebration. And it's going to happen it's right around the time of September.
And I want to tell you something. Your daughter is in Israel right now?
Yes.
I feel like she's doing some kind of exploration work. I feel like she's exploring something right now.
Well, she's in school there right now, but she's... done with this semester, the first semester, and she's going to be traveling.
There you go. There you go. This is going to be a very healing time of her life. This is a very good time for her to be there. It's going to be a very healing time for her. And she's going to come back so much more mature. And you're not going to believe it's the same person. And it's in a good way.
I hope, in a really good way. You know, she's got a boyfriend here, and I'm not real crazy about him. So,
I feel like there's going to be a breakup there. I feel like she's a free soul.
She's going to outgrow.
I think this all has to do with what I just said. Yeah, I agree.
She'll outgrow him.
Oh, good.
Absolutely. Good. She's going to get her freedom from this guy. So don't put too much energy into that. And it was a very big pleasure speaking with you today, Lisa. We really appreciate
you
calling.
Thank you so much.
And please let us know how things go. And good luck finding yourself a job.
Artie, when will you be back, Artie, into New Jersey?
When will I be back in New Jersey? I am going to be back on Tuesday, the 26th. And then I'm going to be also in Ocean City, New Jersey, on the 27th. So if you wanted to set up an appointment, as a matter of fact, we could even say that now, for me and Sky. My number personally, it's 877-ANGEL-02. And for Sky, it's 908-500-1474, right?
Yeah.
I just got brain dead. Right. 908-500-1474 for Sky and 877-ANGEL-02. I'm only here for a few days. I'm just taking a little mini vacation from life.
Okay. All right. Yes. Yeah, so I've seen you before, Artie, a couple times. So.
That's
and you
awesome.
Are always right
and listen,
on.
We appreciate
really
you calling
right
in,
on.
And I look
Absolutely.
Forward to seeing you, talking to you.
Okay. Great. Thank you both. Thank you so much.
All right, sweetheart. You take care.
You're very welcome, Lisa. God bless.
All right. Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it's going to be pretty cold. It's getting pretty cold again. Oh, I thought it was cold this afternoon, but it's getting even worse now. Well,
I could thoroughly understand why people get seduced by California. Because the beauty and the weather is just ultra magnificent. And it really is. It's breathtaking here on the West Coast. It's different. You know, I have so many roots on the East Coast that it would take our career to move us to the West Coast to say, yeah, it's worthwhile. But damn, it's a great place to visit. If you don't live here already, it's a great place to visit. I can't say it enough times.
I want to just tell you something. I just pulled a card for us, and it said patience. And when I pull the patience card, I know it's just a matter of time, sweetie, just a matter of time. But I also do know that it's going to be a big deal because California is one of the most expensive states in all of the United States. Did you know that?
Yeah, like as a matter of fact, I did. It's within the top five, as is New Jersey.
We're Seriously. Nothing compared to California.
No, you have Hawaii, Alaska, California, Connecticut, and New Jersey is like on the top five, one of the most expensive places to live.
You see, now I don't understand that. I understand why Hawaii and I understand why Alaska, because everything has to be imported. I get that. But why California? Well, I guess I could understand California too, because it's such a great and beautiful place to live. However, why New Jersey? We're full of horse poop here. Every time you turn around, you're stepping in more horse poop. And we grow vegetables. I mean, why would New Jersey be such an expensive state to live in? I don't get that. Do you? Hello? Artie, are you there? I think we lost Artie, guys. But that's okay. That's okay, because Artie will be right back with us very, very shortly. But anyway, I I do understand why California would be very expensive, and I do understand why Hawaii and Alaska, because let's face it, everything has to be brought in from the mainland, and that is very expensive. But I don't understand why New Jersey is in one of those top five. I mean, yes, we have some beautiful scenery here, and yes, we do have some good entertainment, but let me tell you, folks, it really shouldn't be. But with that, my dear friends out there, we have to go to a break. So we will be right back after this break.
Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile, but then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so Sunday morning up with the dark. I think I'll take
Living Kabbalah. Experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month Ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month Ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org. That's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
1230 WBLQ.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you
Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. How you doing there, Art?
So far, so good. Having a great time. And, you know, this week, you know what? I was having a situation with somebody very dear to me, very close and dear to me. And, you know, a lot of times you want to be able to be as honest as possible. You really do. And but the point is, how much are you allowed to be honest? Like, how honest are you allowed to be with somebody without destroying them or without knocking down their spirit or their soul? Some people are too brutally honest and they bear no expense and they don't care what they do to anybody else. And so therefore they just speak their truth and they just rip into somebody. And there's nothing wrong with telling the truth, but there is a diplomatic way to be.
Unfortunately,
there's a lot of people where the truth doesn't come out until they get drunk or they get blitzed or they get high or they just get stupid or arrogant and they just say where there's no filter. And it could be really embarrassing and really hurtful to not only the person or anybody else who's listening. And I'm put in a position in my life right now where I'm trying to be as honest as possible with somebody, but I know that if I express myself fully, that I would devastate somebody. And I just choose not to go there. And so therefore I look like the bad guy because they don't understand the full truth. And it's really, really difficult. It's very difficult because what my intentions are and how it's coming across are coming across two different ways. And I still stand by my convictions and I understand why people feel or think the way they do. But, it bothers me, not for my sake, but more so for their sake, that they feel the way they do because they don't understand everything. And yet, like I said, by being brutally honest, I'd end up hurting somebody really bad. Even though they're hurting now, I'd end up hurting them more. And I just don't have it in me. I don't know how to deal with that. I'm trying to deal with it.
Let me tell you something. You said it right in the beginning, the right way. If it was up to me, I would love to hear the honesty rather than not hear anything at all. But the way you say it means everything. It should be absolutely said, but you have to use diplomacy. And I think in the long run, that person would appreciate your honesty rather than either ignoring the situation or putting it on the back burner or not even bringing it up to straighten the problem out. Because sometimes when you're brutally honest with somebody with diplomacy, you are actually helping them not to make the same mistakes over and over and over. So you have to take that into consideration as well. And I'm not referring to just blurting out something cruel. There's a way to say everything. And if that person is going to learn from it, I say do it. And if it was up to me, I would rather hear the truth than not have to deal with it at all or not being told what I'm doing wrong to correct it for the future.
You want to know something? But the situation is number one, the situation is not, and it sounds really weird, it's not correctable. And it's nothing that you could royally, you'd have to royally change, like literally upheave your entire life, which unfortunately for this person, it's impossible. And it's like I said, it's just so difficult. And I chose to, and I got some really good advice and I took to it and I shared what I could share. In other words, I didn't go in detail, but I kind of like generalized some of my true feelings and I didn't lie, you know, and some people think, well, if you're not telling the overall truth, then you're lying, which I don't always believe that to be true either. And
no,
it's just because
true.
You're not saying everything doesn't mean, well, if you're not telling me everything, that means you're lying. No, lying is to be deceitful. And that's not my intent. And sometimes it might come across because you're not saying what the other person wants to hear. they want to rip you apart, or they want to,
chastise,
chastise you, or whatever. And you want to know something? Honestly, I'm not worried about myself at all. I mean, 0%. I'm not worried about myself. And I it sounds really weird, but it's like I have so much compassion for the other person, even though they 100% wouldn't believe me if they heard me now, which wouldn't surprise if they are. They're probably throwing the 2 F-bombs at me right now. But and I'm okay with that. And I'm okay with that.
Do you have little pinchy pains in the sides of your neck? Do you know what I'm talking about? No, I believe that you're right, but I also believe that sometimes with diplomacy, you can get the point across, even though it can't be changed, but at least that person's eyes are open to it. You may not ever be able to change the problem, or that person may never be able to change the problem, but now that person knows there is a problem for the future. And they could
but you want to know something? This is the weird thing. It's been discussed over and over and over again about situations.
That's
and
a
it's
choice.
It's simply a life choice situation that the person has put themselves under from many years ago up till this point that has led them into hardships and to deal with very difficult situations. And
well,
so whenever... And like I said, when you're trying to overcome a situation with the person, there's always an excuse.
An obstacle.
There's an obstacle or there's a situation, and when the person has locked themselves into a situation in their life where they can't get out of it. It's simple put. They cannot get out of it. They're locked in a situation for a while or whatnot. And so, you know, like I said, it's just, you know, when you're trying to be super, super honest with somebody, you know, a lot of people, you know, choose to tell little white lies just to pacify a situation or whatnot. And, you know, sometimes it's good. Tell me a little what, like just to pacify a moment. Is it the best thing? Yes and no. Seriously, yes and no. But it depends what your intentions are. If you're doing it with the intent of trying to manipulate a situation or to really try to deceive somebody, then yes, your lies are not, you know, merited. But then if you're doing... saying a white lie or you're saying something to somebody to try to deal with the circumstance, to deal with the pain or whatever, sometimes, you know, I believe that people could only take on a certain amount in the moment. Like they can't handle everything.
Well, that
might handle everything.
That might be true. But don't forget, we all have free will. And we can change. And if that person is hearing the truth and chooses not to do anything about it, well, you know, that's their choice. That's their choice. But if it was me and somebody had to tell me something, I would 1,000%, no matter how it made me feel, I would prefer to hear the truth than a lie.
I like to listen to the truth also. I really do because I could deal with it and I could move on and I could accept it. But when somebody says they want to hear the truth and then you go to tell them the truth and then they start getting mad and angry and upset, then it's like, listen, I'm telling you the truth. You know, it is what it is. What do you want me to tell you? But at the same token, you don't, like I said, and it also depends on the person's personality, you know, as far as, you know, or how strong they are, because some people they're so ultra sensitive, you can't just drop the bomb. I don't have it in me to drop a bomb on somebody when their spirit or their soul is so sensitive. I don't feel like it's fair. But I know we probably have to go to a break soon.
We have 1 minute, and we are going to go to a break right now. Okay, folks,
all right.
So stay tuned, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
The Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
1230 WBLQ.
What a beautiful song. That is a 43-year-old song or a 44-year-old song, but it is so beautiful. It is just so beautiful. I love it. And it reminds me of when I was dating my husband. It was circumstances where I was going, I had chosen my husband at that point over somebody that I was engaged to. And talk about sticky situations. You know, somebody had to get hurt in that situation. It certainly wasn't me, but I did feel like a heel. But you know what? When love calls, love calls. And
you want to know something? Yeah, my father was engaged to somebody when he met my mother.
Yeah.
And so, you know, ended up breaking it off, obviously. And, you know, and so therefore, you know, one thing led to another. But, you know, a lot of times when people get, you know, emotionally caught up with other people and stuff, and it happens a lot of times. you know, and it's like, you know, you don't want to go telling, again, about being brutally honest. So if you're a kid and daddy goes to you and say, oh, Sky, you know, and now you're like, 7 years old pretending, or you're a 7-year-old kid. Oh, daddy, you know, is in love with another person and daddy doesn't love mommy no more. And so daddy's going to leave you and stuff like that. Again, being brutally honest. And that's what I say. It you know, there's timing is everything also, as far as when you say something to somebody, you know, timing is very, very important when you know when somebody could handle the news based on a course of circumstances, whether it be about personal, whether it be about business, whether it be about money coming in, not coming in, or whatever. But again, you have to be very, very diplomatic on expressing a truth. And there was a situation, you know, when I, you know, wasn't with my, when I was leaving my first wife, and I had my daughter, my one and only daughter with my first wife, and she was like three or four years old at the time. And so I had a talk with my wife, and I, you know, we expressed it. We understood that we were splitting off, and we were very diplomatic. And I stayed in the house or in our home for a month and a half before I actually left. And so when it was getting close, you know, my wife said, you explain it to Rebecca. I'm not. You know, that's your job. You're the one who's leaving. I said, all right. And so while we were at the dinner table, I said to Rebecca, I said, Beck, I said, you know how we're a happy family? You know, because we were getting along okay. And she's shaking her head yes with a smile while she's shoving pasta in her face. And I said to her, well, we're going to, I said, I want to make sure we stay a happy family. And I said, so this is what we're going to do. I said, you're going to stay in this big, beautiful home with mommy. I said, and I'm going to go over to Uncle Rick, which was one of my best friends. I said, I'm going to go over to where Uncle Rick is. And I'm going to stay with him because I need to keep him company. I said, but every other weekend, I said, you're going to be with me and we're going to go to the movies. We're going to go to the beach. We're going to go out to dinner and I'll take you horseback riding and all these other fun. And she's like, oh, boy, Dad, when are we going to start? You know, when do we start?
You know, she's like, oh,
okay. And I'm saying, not soon enough, sweetheart.
When are you leaving, Dad? Can I help you pack?
Right. Daddy, you forgot something, you know?
Right, and, exactly.
No, but the thing is, I explained to my daughter at a level of what my daughter could handle. I explained it to her at her level so that she could understand. So even though, you know, she didn't get the full perception, but I was letting her know in a very creative, diplomatic way that Dad was not going to be home anymore.
Right.
And, you know, so like I said,
that was brilliant. That was absolutely brilliant. But the thing is, she was willing and accepting. So if you're dealing with somebody who is just cutting itself off, be it male or female, if they're cutting themselves off from reality, because I'm sure they know what the reality of the whole situation is. So if they're cutting themselves off and they just don't want to hear it, it's also a matter of denial.
See, but also at the same token, when you are trying to get certain things accomplished, and you know that if you were brutally honest with your partner in life or with whoever, whether it be business or personal or whoever, but sometimes when you're being brutally honest, that person has a habit of sabotaging your plans or not appreciating your perspective or point of view.
That's correct. You're
trying to be honest, and they will try to block you and block you and block you. And so therefore, your whole attitude is, you know what? It's not even worth going there. I'm not even going to say anything because they're only going to get upset. They're only going to sabotage me. They're only going to do this, that, or the other thing. And so therefore, you know, at times you don't have a choice but to keep silent. And silence a lot of times is the best virtue rather than just to be brutally honest, because the other person could be extremely vindictive, very harmful, very hurtful. When you're trying to play a straight pool game and the other person is saying, you know what, screw you. You're doing this. You're not meeting up to my expectations. Screw you. And here you are trying to be honest with your thoughts, with your feelings, with your opinions or whatever, and they're not agreeing with you. So therefore, if you were 100% brutally honest, you're totally screwing yourself. And, you know,
that's another aspect of what you're actually saying. It's not that they can't hear or understand or would be crushed. It's that they're vindictive and they would do more damage to you than you would actually do to them. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's a two-headed sword.
No, of course I do.
It's a two-headed sword. You know what I mean? It all depends upon the person who you're talking about. It also depends on, you know, how that person is going to react to what you say. And if that person can be that cruel and bitter, then I think that person needs to hear the truth, whether they like it or not. And also, you say it once and then you don't say it again. You know what I mean? Because anybody that can be that cruel and vindictive deserves to hear the truth, because there's a reason. There's reasons for everything. For every action, there's a reaction. Okay?
Right.
So, you know, I don't agree 100%. I would just be bitterly honest in a kind way. You've got the message. The way you accept it is your own business. But you've got the message. It doesn't have to be said 100 times. You've said it once, and that's it. Take it for what it is. Understand it for what you want to understand it for. But at least it's...
You want to know something? When you're the person delivering the news, you could say how you're saying it, and you could logically rhyme and reason it. When you're the one receiving the bad news, when emotions are high, intelligence and logic goes right out the window.
It means
absolutely nothing, because you want what you want. And when people are not meeting up to your expectations... You get blown out. And when people say they want to hear the truth, they want the truth to be what they want it to be. They're not willing or in a position to handle the truth because they want the truth to be what they want it to be. Do we have to go to a break now?
No, we have 2 minutes yet.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So, I mean, like, what is your take?
Well, my take is that if this person was me, like you said, I've been through a lot. I understand. I'm on a different level. I would always want to hear the truth, whether it's painful or whether it's not painful. I mean, I had to hear the most painful news that anybody could have ever heard in their life, but I had to hear the truth. I didn't want anybody to pussyfoot around with me. I wanted the damn truth, and I got it. And it was not an easy piece of pie to swallow. But I give that person who told me that, I give them 1,000% credit for being straight up in front. Straight up front with me and honest, okay? And I was as vulnerable at that point as anybody, as an infant, okay? So my vulnerability level was on the level of an infant at that point. But yet I had to hear it, and it had to soak in, and it had to be said. Do you understand? And I actually thank that person today for being so bitterly honest with me. And with that, I have to wrap up this first hour and have a commercial. So,
sounds good.
We'll be right back after this commercial break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.